Throughout the pandemic, Boston Public School families struggling to put food on their tables have been able to pick up boxes of food at meal distribution sites. But starting today, 1,200 of them will find something else nestled in their groceries, free art kits created by the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more now on the museum's efforts to provide students and their parents with a different type of nourishment during the February school vacation week and beyond.
The Institute of Contemporary Art has been quiet since it closed in early December, but this week a flurry of activity filled the museum's performance hall. Two staff members roll in cartloads of cardboard boxes stuffed with shiny metallic bubble wrap envelopes. A team assembled 1,200 of these packages off-site. ICA Education Director Monica Garza picked them up and opens one to show what's inside.
Some markers, some watercolors, and some color pencils.
Before the pandemic, of course, we would see children during their school hours visiting our exhibitions and looking at art. And since the closure, we've really had to rethink our work and how we can fulfill our mission in different ways for children.
The idea for getting art kits to kids grew out of a food initiative the ICA started in April. Museum staff wanted to help the hard-hit community of East Boston and turn their gallery outpost there, called the Watershed, into a distribution hub for boxes of fresh produce and dairy. Over the summer, Garza's team decided to add art supplies and activities designed by professional artists.
As some of our colleagues here at the ICA have been saying, it's food for the body and food for the soul.
Garza says East Boston families love the art kits that have included poetry, collage, and a music project with drumsticks. This new round will be distributed today for February vacation week at 12 Boston public school meal sites in neighborhoods including Dorchester, Mattapan, and Jamaica Plain. The watercolor sets inside the packages are for Boston hip-hop and visual artist Shaka Dendy's flower painting activity.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice to have something physical to work on, something that's really tactile, like moving pigment across a paper. Because obviously so much of their everyday experience was like immediately ported into computers.
Giving young students a break from hours of screen time was also on dancer Elise Patterson's mind. She's founder and executive artistic director of Abilities Dance Boston, a nonprofit that uses movement to promote disability arts. For her contribution, Patterson wanted to show families how to be active inside their homes, which she says members of the disability community do all the time.
I gave pictures of myself in my own living room, going through different stretches.
And she didn't want it to feel intimidating.
So many of us have faced loss of loved ones or financial hardships due to this pandemic. And the great thing with this activity is that it shows you don't need any special equipment or tools. You really just need your body and your mind.
I think families want to have things to do with their children.
Katie Freiberger is teaching visual arts remotely to about 200 kindergarten through eighth grade students at the Curley School in Jamaica Plain.
It's been really hard on the kids. They've been in their homes by themselves, not having a whole lot of socialization.
100 students at Freiberger's school will receive art kits today. Having something new to do during school vacation week will help, but she hopes the supplies will stretch beyond February break. She says getting materials to students for distance art classes has been challenging.
We did order supplies in the beginning of the year, but a lot of them were back-ordered.
And she says a lot of families can't afford to buy their own. Freiberger is also thrilled that the ICA Art Kit instructions are bilingual, since about one-third of the students at the Curley School are from Spanish-speaking families.
Right now, more than ever, access to art and art making, I mean, it's every child's right. It should be part of their education all the time.
That's one big reason why ICA Education Director Monica Garza says this initiative is important for her department and the museum. Here's another.
This is a time when everything feels totally out of control this last year. So having those materials in front of us being able to control what we're making, and we are the maker, it's very empowering.
And Garza says it can also be a lot of fun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.